Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
My Jesus. Sure. It seems we're always being tested, sometimes to the limit. That's God's way of increasing our resolve, deepening our dependence on Him. The prophet Isaiah says He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. We are to be thankful for trials. As we're tested, we're being perfected, which means we have a divine purpose and reason to rejoice. The Apostle Paul gives us this encouragement. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up.
My friend. survived so many things, from broken hearts to shattered dreams. In every wall I found an open door. I'd miss a step, I'd learn to dance, come back again with half a chance, stronger than before. There were times I couldn't see beyond the blue inside of me, a thousand miles away from shore. But every moment, every day, with every step I find my way, stronger than before. I believe in miracles, I believe in dreams. Through the pain I've come to know how far the heart. Sorrow's place will shine with such amazing grace, stronger than
sense. even when I'm feeling down.
Count it all joy.
This moment I can't believe. So turn it all around.
Don't get mad. If I look straight ahead, there's a trace of sunlight waiting there. Yes.
Myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust off, start over again. Work like a soul inspired until the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, start all over again. Like a soul inspired until the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall and then arise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Once again now. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall and then rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. That's enough now.
You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. In the Bible are many reminders we are to love our brothers. The disciple John writes, "If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?" Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. If anyone says, "I love God," yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
Bye. Somebody's down to their last dime. Somebody's running out of time. Not too far from here. Somebody's got nowhere else to go. Somebody needs a little hope. Not too far from here. And I may not know their name, but I'm praying just the same that you'll use me, Lord, to wipe away a tear. 'Cause somebody's crying not too far from here. Somebody's troubled and confused. Somebody's got nothing left to lose. Not too far from here. Somebody's forgotten how to trust. But somebody's dying for love. Not too far from here. It may be a stranger's face, but I'm praying for your grace to move in me and take away.
There's an old saying, at 20, we worry what others think about us. At 40, we don't care what others think about us. At 60, we discover they don't think about us at all. It's sad that far too often our seniors are forgotten. We should care about those who've paved the way for us, show our appreciation, and do our part to make their final years special.
We had an apartment in the city. Husband liked living there. It's been years since the kids have grown a life of their own, left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha. Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War. I still don't know what for. Don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. But old people, they just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there, hello. Me and my husband, we don't talk much anymore. He sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we've both seen. Someday I'll go and call up Judy. We worked together at the factory. But what would I say when she asks what's new? Say nothing, what's with you? Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. But old people, they just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello. Down the street sometime, and you should spot some hollow ancient eyes. Don't you pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there.
A candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. In fact, the illumination is increased. The same is true of us. When we give of ourselves, nothing is lost. God has blessed us richly and expects us to share his love and compassion with those in need. In his letters to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes, "I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." Let's use our candle to brighten someone's life.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see, and take your candle and go light your way. Light his own candle some other way. See now your sister So let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times.
Hi, this is Kathy Tricoli, and you are listening to Great Day Ministry. Have a great day.
With every halting step I take, I hang by a thread and I break. God loves the wayward child and longs to be reconciled. Those on the other side of grace. If we all hunger for the truth, and if we share these common rules, Adam, we have our star, and through him we drift apart. Change upon the pain. How there is a light that shines in darkness. There is a lamp that lights the way. May you find comfort in its glow.
Thank you.
As we pause to reflect on Labor Day, best-selling author H. Jackson Brown Jr. reminds us, as you climb the ladder of success, be sure it's leaning against the right building. In other words, we need to be sure our labor reflects good judgment, right motives and goals, honors our Creator, and is worthy of our effort. The psalmist David reminds us, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. And the apostle Paul advises, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Does our labor belong to the company or the Lord? It should serve both.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.